You are now listening to the English News of Gangneung Radio and Television Station. On the morning of September 19, the Urban Committee of the Gangneung City People Council organized an inspection of state management of the traffic system and regulations to ensure urban traffic in the city. Mr. Nguyễn Văn Dũng, head of the Urban Committee of the City People Council, highly appreciated the results of project investors in state management of the traffic system and regulations, and also recorded the recommendations of investors as a basis for conducting supervision in the future. On September 19, the Center for Disease Control and the Science and Technology Association of Gangneung City organized a workshop to update knowledge on HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment in post-COVID-19 issues. Presentations on the MSM community from association members' perspective and the association's involvement in HIV prevention and treatment intervention programs were presented at the conference. Other topics covered were the role of HIV testing in the digital age, the promotion of PrEP prevention, early HIV treatment, and community initiatives supporting the fight against HIV/AIDS, particularly COVID prevention and post-COVID health. The experts and specialists have increased understanding through the presentations promoting HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment compliance. On the morning of September 19, the Standing Committee of the Vietnam Thailand Front Committee of Gangneung City organized a seminar on solutions to preserve and promote cultural values, creating sustainable livelihoods for Khmer ethnic group in the Mekong Delta. There are still some restrictions that were acknowledged and highlighted. When it comes to teaching Khmer literacy, for instance, there aren't enough facilities or teachers to support the effort. Propaganda and advocacy efforts to raise awareness of self-reliance, thrifty practices, and the promotion of production among the Khmer ethnic group have changed, but they haven't kept up with the demands of the brand new situation. After two decreases and one minor increase in the previous week, the price of rice for export from Vietnam fell by $15 a ton for both 5% and 25% broken rice. The world rice supplies is considered to have been steadied, which is why rice prices have dropped. In comparison to yearly average, the demand for Vietnamese rice on the global market would rise by at least 1 million tons in 2023, according to the Vietnam Food Association. As a result, the market is still highly favorable from now until the end of the year. The Ministry of Education and Training has just submitted a report to the government requesting the delay of the roadmap for increasing tuition fees at all educational levels by 1 year compared to the roadmap prescribed in Decree 81-2021. The Ministry of Industry and Trade is seeking comments on a draft circular stipulating the method for determining the price for wind and solar power plants. The electricity generation price frame is calculated based on the same calculation methods as other types of power plants today, such as thermal power and hydropower. Input parameters are computed using a 20-year economic life assumption for power, wind, and solar plants to ensure universality and up-to-dateness, criteria linked to investment rates, financial parameters, technical parameters, and operation and maintenance costs are chosen based on consultation data from consulting firms with updated data from all across the world instead of relying on outdated data from power plants. On the afternoon of September 18, the Australian Government Trade and Investment Agency, the Australian Consulate General in Ho Chi Minh City, organized the Australian Cuisine and Education Promotion Program in Gangneung City. The program intends to introduce Australia's strengths in training, education, and cuisine to Vietnam's largest economic regions, about 100 representatives from training organizations, food and beverage companies, and seafood, packages, products, vegetables, meat, and wine enterprises showcased and promoted high-end Australian product here. The program continues the first round of promotional events held in Hanoi, Hue and Da Nang in March this year, and is part of the celebration of the 50th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations between Vietnam and Australia. The UNESCO World Heritage Committee has officially recognized the Hạ Long Bay, Cát Bà Archipelago, located in Quảng Ninh Province and Haiphong City, as Natural World Heritage. This is the first inter-provincial World Heritage Site in Vietnam. The Hạ Long Bay, Cát Bà Archipelago is regarded by UNESCO as a geological museum housing artifacts of exceptional importance on a global scale and bearing testimony to changes in the Earth's historical history, with seven contiguous tropical and subtropical marine island ecosystems that grow one after another. This area of Asia is extremely diversified. This is also the habitat of numerous endangered species of animals and plants, housing 4,910 species of flora and wildlife, including the largest marine forest in Vietnam, with an area of more than 17,000 hectares. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time.